Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Carvu. Joined this morning by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. Training camp practice is happening as we speak. At least if you're listening to the live version of Railbird Central. We have a podcasted version too. You can always check that out later. And thank you to those of you who are. But yeah, training camp underway at Ray Nitschke Field. We'll be following along a little bit later. But one of the stories from camp recently has been the play of rookie offensive lineman David Bakhtiari, you know, reportedly looking good. You know, one of the bright spots from Packers training camp in the early going. And last night, I had the opportunity to interview Eric Bakhtiari, David's big brother. Eric is a former 49ers linebacker, also played with the San Diego Chargers, has signed contracts, I think, with six teams in the NFL. Some of those he was, you know, kind of a practice squad player early on in his NFL career, but finally got his shot and, you know, just last year was with the San Francisco 49ers. And I got to talk to Eric about his little brother, David Bakhtiari, growing up together, things like that. So I'm going to air our interview here and hang in there with me and enjoy. Welcome to Railbird Central. We're talking to Eric Bakhtiari, former 49ers linebacker and brother of Packers rookie offensive lineman David Bakhtiari. And now, Eric, right off the bat, I have to ask you, what was it like growing up with you and David in the same household? Was there a sibling rivalry?
Well, not really between me and him because I'm 7 years older than him. It was more so between him and his other brother, Andrew, because they're about 22 months apart. And Andrew was like the stud football player in high school, and David was his backup.
So did you give David some pointers along the way, kind of being the older brother, though, you know, kind of, you know, paving the way for him, so to speak?
Of course. I mean, like, I take, you know, being an older brother and the eldest brother of the four siblings very seriously. So when he, you know, started playing football and, you know, showed a true passion for it and a vested interest in it, you know, I was actually on the 49ers practice squad in 2008 when he was a senior in high school, and we would, you know, I would give him pointers, I'd go to all of his games and, you know, tell him what he did right and how he could improve for the next week. And, you know, he loves being coached, man. He's a real coachable kid. I think it's because he was the youngest brother. He was always, he's used to being told what to do.
So what about right now? If you and David went up against each other, you on defense, David on offense, who would win the one-on-one?
I win every time. It's not even close. I mean, it's ingrained in him that whenever Big Brother goes against you, you lose. And it's just I started the tournament at an age when he wasn't physically strong, and even as he's gotten physically more gifted, I still dominate him, whether it's, you know, in liar's dice, dominoes, card games, on the tennis court, you know, wherever. I establish dominance.
Is the Bakhtiari family become Packer fans now that David signed with the Packers and drafted by them?
Yeah, I mean, I think that my folks have invested a couple hundred dollars in the Packer gift store already. So I think it's safe to say that. You know, and I think we were always, I mean, I was always a, not always, but I mean, I've always watched the Packers closely due to my friendships with some of the guys on the team, you know, rooting for them and their success. So, you know, I think now we have a little closer ties, and I think you could team all of us Packer fans.
Now, as I understand it, talking to David, your background, you're both Persian and Icelandic. I'm guessing there's not a whole lot of people in this entire world with those mix of genes.
No, I guess one of the Persians Icelandics aren't attracted to each other. So, yeah, I guess we're the lucky few.
We're talking to Eric Bakhtiari, brother of Packers offensive lineman David Bakhtiari. Eric, do you think it's an advantage or a disadvantage that David came out of college early as an underclassman?
You know, to me, it's all about how mentally and physically ready you are. And mentally, he was ready. And physically, I think he showed he played at a very high level, you know, the Pac-12, and he played at a high level, you know, garnering several awards. So I didn't have a problem with him coming out early, you know, and he starts his clock a little earlier. You know, he's going to be 21 years old that first game against San Francisco. So, you know, and he's not going to be 20. He's not going to be 22 until September 30th. So I don't have a problem with it because, A, he's really intelligent, and B, he has the mentality and the work ethic, you know, to succeed at the next level. And, you know, I think he's out there right now and at training camp, and I think he's showing he's got the physicality and the strength to handle it.
Well, in practice over in Green Bay, David's been going up against Clay Matthews in training camp. David's been going up against Clay Matthews in training camp.
Who's that?
What do you have against Clay Matthews?
Clay's one of my best friends.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure you've gone up against some pretty good players in your day. You know, what does it mean to David's development practicing against one of the best of the NFL on a day-by-day basis?
One, I think it's great for him. I think that's what he needs to do now. That way, you know, he can compete at the highest level and they can have, he can have confidence in himself when the team calls upon him to go out there on Sundays and, you know, he has to block, you know, another great player. And, you know, for him to sit there and know that he's been tested against the best in the NFL, you know, I think we'll give him the confidence and the swagger he kind of needs to go out there and play at a high level against, you know, some another all-pro.
So were you trying to say you're better than Clay? Is that how it goes, or?
No, not at all. Clay's got all the accolades for a reason. He's a hard worker. Wait, did I better than him?
Well, you were just joking before.
Yeah, no. Like I said, Clay's actually one of my, like, best friends.
Okay.
We trained together in the offseason. I lived with him last year. You know, him and David have a really good relationship. We all train together in the offseason, and he's kind of taking David under his wing.
Very cool. I do have to ask, Eric, you were with the 49ers last season, and I'm sure you went up against Colin Kaepernick in practice from time to time. Now, as you might be aware, Kaepernick and the read option in the playoffs kind of got the better of the Packers' defense last year. What would be your advice to the Packers' defense in trying to defend against him?
Tackle him.
Did nothing more complex than that?
I mean, tackle him and, you know, if you're assigned, just be assignment sound. If you have a certain, you know, if you have, like, quarterback on the read option that play, go get the quarterback, you know. If you got force, stay force. If you got spill the guard. If you got to take the dive, take the dive. It's really all there is to it.
Before we let you go here, Eric, have you told David to put in a good word with you for the Packers?
I told Clay last year to put in a good word. I told Aaron this year at the Kentucky Derby to put in a good word. I told David this year to put in a good word. Apparently, no three of those guys hold any weight.
Well, who knows? Maybe down the line something happens, some crops up. Maybe you'll get a call. But thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us here at Railbird Central. We wish you the best, and thanks a lot.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for having me.
That is former 49ers linebacker Eric Bakhtiari, David's brother, joining us for an interview here at Cheesehead TV. Eric being a free agent right now. He played with the 49ers last year, but has not signed with anyone yet this year. So I asked him there at the very end, any possibility David puts in a good word for you? You come to Green Bay? Who knows? That, you know, just before the start of training camp here this morning, I saw that the Packers are down a handful of outside linebackers. They're have a few injuries with Nate Palmer and Desmond Moses both sitting out of today's practice. So they're down two outside linebackers. Maybe they'll give Eric Bakhtiari a call. But I thought one of the biggest things to take away with from that interview was that Clay Matthews has kind of taken David Bakhtiari under his wing. The relationship goes back to before David was drafted by the Packers. Eric and Clay apparently are friends. They work out together in the off season. Eric said they actually live together, I'm assuming during the off season. I think they both are kind of West Coast kind of people. So, training, living together out in California, presumably somewhere. There's actually a relationship between Clay Matthews and David Bakhtiari. They've worked out together, so kind of neat. And going up against each other in practice, that can certainly only help in David's development, going up against the best every day in practice. And, you know, from everything you hear, there's actually a little bit of a feature on David Bakhtiari in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by reporter Bob McGinn, kind of showing how David has done very well, has fared well in his one-on-one matchups during training camp, going against the outside linebackers, going against the defensive linemen. So that's all positive here in the early going. The Packers, have finding a good one. Well, at least from the early returns on David Bakhtiari, their fourth round draft choice. And you know, there's kind of been this issue early in the training camp here that you look at the right tackle competition, and there's a bunch of guys kind of fighting for the right tackle job in Green Bay. You've got Marshall Newhouse, you've got Don Barclay, and now kind of add David Bakhtiari in the mix now that he's playing well. I wouldn't rule him out yet, even though, you know, he's got a long way to go, but that's all positive. And you know, it sounds like Derek Sherrod is close to returning. I don't know exactly when that'll be, but you know, if and when he does, you know, he could add to the mix there as well. And I think what the Packers would like to see happen is for Derek Sherrod to come back healthy and David Bakhtiari to be a solid guy. And between Newhouse, Sherrod, and Bakhtiari, I think they'd like those three to kind of hold down the right tackle position and back up left tackle too, back up Brian Bulaga. I really think they would like to see those three guys just kind of be solid there so they could have Don Barclay work exclusively on the interior. As you've heard, Don Barclay's kind of working as the backup center. You know, I think it's not just backup center. I think they'd like him to back up any of the three interior positions, including guard as well. So if any of those three guys, you know, Josh Sitton, Evan Dietrich Smith, TJ Lang, if any of those three would happen to go down, I think they'd like Don Barclay to kind of come in and be the top reserve at that job. I think that's what the Packers would like to see happen, but they're kind of waiting here. You know, they want to give it. I think they feel bad. I think they want Don Barclay to give him a shot at kind of winning the right tackle job, and they probably wouldn't hesitate to give it to him if he were to really earn it and show it. But they're really in a jam there at that backup center spot. I you know, the Packers aren't going to come out and say this, but it is my belief that the J.C. Treader injury really kind of threw a monkey wrench into things. I think they were hoping that Shredder could be the backup center and a guy they could develop on the interior. I really do think that is the case. That was the case. And that kind of threw a monkey wrench into things. And now they're kind of scrambling to find that backup center. And you think, you know, backup, well, big deal. But, I mean, all of a sudden, I mean, the Packers are an injury away to Evan Dietrich Smith from needing somebody there. I mean, you can't just have a guy who's going to, you know, fumble the exchange between him and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, they need somebody competent there to be the backup center. I mean, do you have to be great? No, but there has to be somebody they're comfortable with. Somebody who's at least not going to fumble the exchanges, is going to screw up the shotgun snaps. I mean, that has to be second nature, even to the backup center in Green Bay. So that kind of, you know, is a little bit of an issue that I think the Packers are more concerned about it than they're letting on. So kind of training Don Barclay there. And that's what's happening at that position in training camp in Green Bay. You know, before we go on, I had to comment here on the news the past few days in Green Bay. It's a little bit old news now, as we only have Real Bird Central, you know, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here at Cheesehead TV. And the news had kind of broke Monday afternoon, so it's kind of 2 days old here, but I still do think it's newsworthy and interesting. Of course, the picture that was seen around the world, Eddie Lacy, a picture went viral on the internet of him circulating around on social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, you name it. Of what appeared to be an overweight Eddie Lacy. And I admit, I mean, the picture does not look good. He legitimately looks fat in the picture. But I think it's, you know, you just simply look at other pictures. There's plenty of other pictures of Eddie Lacy at Packers training camp. There's plenty of other videos as Vine is becoming, you know, this social media phenomenon that people are using pretty much starting this year to give short, brief videos sharing from training camp. But, I mean, you can look, there's any number of ways to see Eddie Lacy and notice, he's not really that big. It just so happened to be a poor angle. And I think anybody in the world can attest to, you've probably taken a poor picture before in your life. It just, you know, it's something that happens. It's just at the wrong angle that doesn't make you look good. That's just unflattering. I know they've been taken of me, and usually if you're the one who owns the camera, you know, you might delete them right away or on your cell phone or whatever. It was just a bad angle, and Eddie Lacy is not really that big. And Mike McCarthy pretty much confirmed it yesterday during this press conference. He's not concerned with Eddie Lacy's conditioning. He passed his test before the start of training camp, so everything's kind of going fine there. No big deal. And yeah, I mean, that's the way it is right now. So if you were concerned, I you know, I'm still seeing the fallout of this picture. People who are kind of late to the party. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe they're not as, you know, searching the internet, scouring the internet, or, you know, on the internet every minute of the day like I practically am. You know, that maybe these other people actually have a life, and then they're, all of a sudden they're seeing it a day or two later, and they're saying, whoa, is Eddie Lacy really this out of shape? No, he's fine. I mean, make no bones about it. Eddie Lacy is no small man. I mean, he's listed as 230 pounds on the Packers official website. And I mean, as far as halfbacks go, 230 pounds is big. You know, that's a boat as big as they come. I mean, you get any bigger than that, you're talking fullback in the NFL. But, yeah, you know, Eddie Lacy, I think he's fine. And you know, it's you know, how is he performing in training camp? He's doing good things. You know, Mike McCarthy said, yeah, he falls forward. And that's what you like to see out of a big back in the NFL. And McCarthy actually talked about his preference to have big backs. You know, he likes to see that power, that strength, I think. And I think you get that with Eddie Lacy. You know, you get a guy who's going to be a bit of a bulldozer, and you hope, especially in the red zone, that's where he shines. He's able to convert the third and short and able to plow the football into the end zone when they're on the 1 yard line, you know, things like that. That's where they'll really need Eddie Lacy to shine. I mean, you hope he shines everywhere. You hope when it's first and 10 after a kickoff, after a touchback on their own 20-yard line, he does well there too. You hope to see that him bust out that spin move that he's become so famous for. So that's Eddie Lacy and the story revolving around him. Nothing to be concerned about. He's not small by any stretch of the imagination, and maybe he put on a few pounds, but nothing to be concerned about. And you have to imagine during training camp, if there's ever a time where he might lose weight, it would be in training camp where they're practicing day after day. Packers are in a string right now of 5 consecutive days of practice, all with pads. That is a rarity in today's NFL. You know, there's so many rules about when they can wear pads and how often. And during the regular season, they wear pads like one day a week. So to have 5 straight practices with pads on, I mean, this is the grind right now. This is when practice is at its hardest and at its heaviest. If there's ever a time Eddie Lacy's going to lose weight, it'll be right now. And speaking of losing weight, I think there's another story to touch on here at Packers training camp. Cornerback Devon House, he returned to practice yesterday for the first time since training camp opened. He missed the first 3 days of practice in Green Bay. Because why? Because he acquired a case of food poisoning. Devon House eating a bad salmon. He said that's what it was from. He had a dinner of salmon. He was trying to eat healthy, actually. And it just was not good. And he had a case of food poisoning. And that's where he's at. He ended up losing 9 pounds from this, you know, food poisoning bout that he's dealing with. And he's become dehydrated, and, you know, it kept him out of practice for 3 days. And, you know, at a time when you would have hoped he would have come back, you know, he's been dealing with the shoulder issue ever since late last season. You know, he had off-season surgery on it, and he missed the Packers off-season program. He missed OTAs. He missed mini camp. You would have hoped, okay, he's going to come back healthy for the start of training camp and really make a push for a starting cornerback job this year. Well, it didn't work out that way. But at least it was something, in the grand scheme of things, we're talking something rather minor here. A case of food poisoning. He came back yesterday for the first time, practiced. He said he felt good, but he did drop out of yesterday's practice late in the session with cramps. But apparently nothing to be concerned about. He was just kind of, he's still getting over the food poisoning. He said he's not at 100% yet. Regardless, he's still practicing. He's good enough to practice, but not feeling 100%. Had cramps, but it probably just a case of being dehydrated. he's going to continue to hydrate, he said last night, and come back today in practice. He had no doubts that he would practice today, and from what I've seen, I haven't seen any reports about him missing any time. So it would appear Devon House is back practicing today and able to you know, start the climb of trying to fight for a starting job at cornerback in Green Bay. And you know what? The Packers really need him, because cornerback depth has taken a hit in Green Bay. You know, of course, we've talked about already, Casey Hayward is currently on the active PUP list, nursing a hamstring injury. Mike McCarthy says he's going to miss, quote, a couple weeks, unquote. Tremont Williams dropped out starting Sunday. It was Sunday. He dropped out of practice, hasn't practiced since, didn't practice yesterday, isn't practicing today. Mike McCarthy said on Tremont Williams, it'll be a couple weeks that he'll be out. So you're missing two of the top cornerbacks at the position in Green Bay, Hayward and Williams. And so it was a good thing House came back. And it really does speak to the depth the Packers do have at that position. Because they still have Sam Shields. He's been fine, and that's been great. And now they get back to Devon House, and that's been good. So good news there that the Packers have actually, you know, because of the depth they've acquired, they're actually sitting okay. I mean, ideally, you have everybody back healthy. You eventually get Hayward and Williams back, but at least they're doing all right. And on top of that, rookie cornerback Micah Hyde has looked good as well. According to reports, he was kind of the star of the show the first day of training camp when he had a bunch of passes defended, broke up a couple passes, including from Aaron Rodgers. So that was a very positive development. You still have got a veteran there in Jarrett Bush. And of course, you got the guys further down the depth chart, James Nixon, Loyce Means, those kind of guys. So to have them all producing and doing well at the outset of training camp, it's really been, you know, a good thing for the Packers that they have this depth and they're able to rely on it, even with a couple of guys missing. It's the good news again. Once again, the silver lining, if there is one, these injuries to Casey Hayward and Tremont Williams aren't expected to be serious, aren't expected to be anything major. They're going to miss a couple weeks. Well, so be it. If they miss a couple weeks, if they miss the scrimmage, if they miss a preseason game or two, that's not the end of the world. You know, there's four preseason games total. There's still plenty of time if they were to come back and eventually, you know, come back and play in one or two games at the end of training camp. That would be plenty of time for these guys to get back into the swing of things, get healthy, and get prepared for the season. You know, the end goal, the end game, is that they're healthy by week one, right? I mean, as long as they're healthy for the week one of the regular season, I mean, that's the important part. That's when the games count. I mean, you like to get them ready ahead of time and prepared and all those kind of things and getting reps and training camp and preseason games. But, you know, the big thing is week one of the regular season. If they're ready for that, that's good. And even if they're not, by chance, not a knock on wood, I mean, we see right now they're relying on the depth, and that's a great thing. I mean, if the starting cornerbacks week one are Devon House and Sam Shields, well, I don't think you can feel too bad about that. Heck, some people might argue that's your best pair of perimeter cornerbacks on the team, Devon House and Sam Shields. And then you kind of got Micah Hyde, I think, who kind of looks like he can be a slot cornerback. So, I mean, the Packers are doing good there. I mean, you want Casey Hayward back. I mean, he obviously had a great rookie season in the NFL with his 6 interceptions. You want to see him healthy. You want to see Tremont Williams healthy, just from the standpoint that he adds depth, if nothing else, and has played at a very high level in his time in Green Bay. But yeah, so So good news for depth of the cornerback position and the secondary in general. They got a few lesser injuries at safety. You know, Sean Richardson continues to be out. David Fulton is sitting out practice today, so slightly shorthanded at the safety position and the secondary in general. But all things considered, nothing too bad, nothing too major. But that'll do it here this morning, folks, for Railbird Central as training camp continues in Green Bay, happening as we speak. I'm going to sign off here and kind of monitor social media and, you know, the happenings from training camp, see what's going on, and I encourage you do so as well. So we'll see you later, everyone. Thanks to Eric Bakhtiari for joining us for an interview this morning here at Railbird Central, brother of Packers offensive lineman David Bakhtiari. Kind of a feel-good story so far through camp that he's performing well. So thanks to Eric Bakhtiari for joining us. On behalf of Jamie Snowden, I'm Brian Caravu. We'll see you later, everyone. I leave you today with a song called...